Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. We just bless and thank God for all of you who are turning in this evening to Judah Fire with the host, my pastor, Pastor Montez O. Jones. He is going to be bringing forth a word to us this evening, and I believe we have him on the line, so the next voice that you hear will be that of Pastor Montez O. Jones. Praise the Lord, Pastor. The ministry is in your hands.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, Pastor Ty Daly. I'm so glad that we have connected tonight, and we want to say welcome to Judah Fire. Welcome to Judah Fire. There is a mighty, mighty word from the Lord, and I want to say to somebody tonight, God is in the blessing business, and you, my brothers and sisters, are right in the middle of God's greatest blessing. Praise the name of the Lord. We are overcomers through Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and we are operating and thriving in the grace of God. Amen. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this blessed day. We thank you, Lord, for this day where the society has paused to honor a holy principle, your greatest command, and that is love. Hallelujah. This Valentine's Day, we know it's a secular holiday. We know that, quote unquote, it's not on a religious calendar as a sacred holy day. Oh, but God, there is no other theme that is more holy than love. Hallelujah. No greater love than this. Hallelujah. That a man would lay down his life for a friend. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your son. We thank you, Lord, for sending your only begotten, beloved, chosen son into this dark, sinful, law-driven society. God, to introduce us, mankind, to your grace, my God, to your grace that is never deserved, your grace that is never earned, but it is given. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that through your son, you have lavished your love on us. My God, you have lavished your grace on us. My God, you have brought us into your holy presence, and we no longer have to stand on the outside in darkness and shame, and on the outside wondering if I'll ever be forgiven, if I'll ever be changed, if I'll ever be given a chance, if I'll ever be given an opportunity. Father, we thank Paul's to recognize that great love, and just in case COVID and the pandemic and the financial crises and all of the other madness and the rumors of war and all of these other things, this racial tension, perhaps all of these things all year and all last year and all the year before have prohibited us from really truly basking in the truth of your love. Then God, take this secular day and sanctify it. Take this secular day and cause it to be an Ebenezer moment for us, a moment in time, a moment that is marked, hallelujah, in the soil of our hearts to remind us that this relationship with you is a relationship built on nothing but your love. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for that. We thank you for that holy reminder. We thank you, Lord, for that holy reminder that you did not call us to religion. Hallelujah, because religion is based on laws. and orders and protocols and religion is based on thoughts and ideas, and religion is based on studies and philosophers. Oh, but God, you didn't call us to religion. You called us to a higher order, and that is a relationship with you. Hallelujah. Where the laws are not the power. The laws may steer us in a direction. The laws may guide us in a direction. Oh, but God, our place, our stance, our value is defined by your love. Hallelujah. And you, Lord, sent your Son, Heavenly, hallelujah, who traversed with us in the earth realm for those 33 years. Oh, but God, then your Son laid down his life, hallelujah, and shed his precious blood that redeemed us, hallelujah, from sin and shame, that broke, hallelujah, the grip, hallelujah, of sin and shame. And we can declare that we are free, hallelujah, that we are saved, hallelujah, that we are delivered, hallelujah, that we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus, and we are walking gods in the earth, not Jehovah, but lesser gods. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are a part of your kingdom. Hallelujah. We are citizens of your holy kingdom. And we have righteous authorities. And we have righteous power. And we have righteous access to your throne room. And then, God, you said in your word that he that cometh to God must first come, hallelujah, believing that God is, and that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Oh, God, we thank you. You said he that cometh. Somebody missed that word, God. Somebody missed that special word, cometh, which means that you summons us, which means that you welcome us, which means that the door is open, which means that you left the door open, which means that you put the welcome mat at the door of your mercy seat, God. Hallelujah. And you told us to come, come believing, come itching, come looking, come comfortable, come excited, come knowing that you, Lord, want us, you love us, you chose us, you created us, you defined us before our mothers knew our Father. You already spoke to our purpose. You already spoke to our destiny. You already spoke to our impact. You already spoke to our relationships. You already deemed that we would deposit blessings in the earth realm. You already deemed that we would be a blessing, and that our children would be blessed, and then our children's children would be blessed. And therefore, everything that we deposit in the earth realm is blessed and blessing. Hallelujah. What we deposit in the earth, not only is it blessed, but what we deposit is also a blessing. Oh, that's what you did for us, God. You called us to be blessed. You sanctified us that we might sanctify. You brought us out that we might bring out. You delivered us that we might deliver. Oh, what a precious people we are. What a holy people we are. What a mighty, mighty people we are, God. And we realize, Heavenly Father, that we're not mighty because we look so good. We're not mighty because we've done so much. We're not mighty because we have much resource, but we are mighty because you, our God, are a mighty God. Hey, glory to your name. Because you are a mighty God, then therefore we are mighty, mighty little gods. Hallelujah. Hey, and we're doing mighty things in your earth, in your throne room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With you, Jesus. Oh, God, that as you walk to and fro, and as you look over your creation, that you smile when you think of us, and you rejoice when we call on your name. Hey, and you're pleased when we tell of your goodness, when we go forth into the earth and allow our lights to shine. Oh, God, and I thank you for the realization that God, that the light that we have, the light is not even our light. The light that we have is on borrow, is on loan. You loaned us portions of your light, just like a candle. One candle is lit because of the flame on the master candle. Oh, my. And that's how we are. Our lights are lit. Our candles are lit because we borrow light from you, because we tap into your resource. My God, you are the source, and we are the resources. And therefore, we carry out the ability to share from the source and from the resource. And that's why, God, you told us to give to one another. And you told us to walk together. And you told us to love one another. And you told us, God, that there are, hallelujah, no big eyes and little U's. Oh, but we are all sons and daughters in this holy relationship, in this holy family. Oh, God, I thank you for the privilege just to be one of the ones in your family. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege. I don't know about you out there tonight, but somebody listening to this broadcast, you ought to be shouting and rejoicing and praising God that God has given you the privilege and the opportunity, my God, to be one of the ones. Hallelujah. I know they said you wouldn't be one. I know they said you wouldn't be nothing. I know they thought little of you. I know they judge you by your wrongs. I know they judge you by your lineage. I know they judge you by your community. I know they judge you by your lack of education. I know they judge you because of some of the things you've done. But I come to tell you tonight, because of the blood, your sins have been washed away. Because of the blood, the guilty stain that was upon your life has been washed away. You are now white as snow. You ought to act like it. You ought to live like it. You ought to think like it. You ought to walk like it. You ought to preach like it. You ought to dress. You ought to drive like it. You ought to serve like it. You ought to love like it. Like you've been redeemed. Love like you've been set free. You can love because you know what love does. You can love because you know about the power of love. You can forgive because you've been forgiven. You can forget because you, hallelujah, did some things that you needed God to forget about. Hallelujah. That's why we can move, hallelujah, in the spirit. That's why we can operate in the spirit. That's why we can live the good life and the blessed life. And when our sons and daughters find themselves down in the valley, we can pray them out. When our loved ones find themselves going through, we can stand there. We can stand between the gate and the porch, my God, and we can call holy fire, and we can call the move of God, and we can declare the promises of God over our sons and our daughters. Call them healed. Call them set free. Call them changed. Call them delivered. Call them prosperous. Call them happy. Call them whole and strong, not because of our own might, but because of the grace of God. That's what this Valentine's Day is about to the believer. While we love our wives, and while you love your husband, and while you love on your children, I want to let you know that there is a greater love. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There's a greater love that this world knows not about. We thank you, Lord, because even marriage, hallelujah, is a covenant. Oh, my God, according to Matthew 19 and verse 6. Marriage is a covenant made before God, and marriage is to be kept and honored. We thank you, God, because you, Lord, would not call us to a covenant of marriage unless you perfected that covenant yourself. Oh, God, you perfected that marriage between God and man. And that's why man and woman can love one another. That's why we can love our children. That's why we can love our neighbors in perfection, because you perfected that great love before us. You exemplified that love before us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you can keep us in our relationships from falling apart. We thank you for that grace and that example. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, according to Malachi 2:6, how you declared your detest for divorce and separation, not because you hated people, but because you don't want us to be separated from one another. You want us to connect to one another as we connect with you, God. Oh, God, if you and your power could defeat Satan, then certainly we can defeat these trials and tribulations that we go through on a daily basis. Oh, God, that's why you told us to guard our hearts. You told us to guard our hearts. You told us, Lord, that we had to guard our hearts because of the enemy is deceitful, and the enemy wants us to be unfaithful in our relationships, not just with one another, but he wants us to be unfaithful in our relationship with him, with you, rather, God. The enemy wants us to be unfaithful with you, God. But Lord, if we allow you to perfect that which is in us, God, then we can perfect that in which we have with one another. That's how this thing called love is supposed to be exemplified in the earth. So, Lord, we put our truth that, God, you will never leave us, nor will you forsake us. And, God, even as we embrace that truth with you, we embrace that truth in our natural human relationships, that we will love one another and that we will forsake all other distractions and all other entrapments, and we will embrace the purpose that you've drawn us together in community. Lord, we thank you for that. Oh, God, we know, Lord, oh, God, that as we said earlier on, God, that the pandemic have brought hardships. Oh, God, loss of jobs and loss of transportation and loss of securities. We know that we've experienced those things, and some of those things have impacted how we relate to one another, and those things have even weakened marriages and weakened family structures. Oh, but you're still God, and you've still set a good example that if we uphold your love, if we uphold your principles of relationship and unity, then we can defeat these things that 2020 and 2021 brought us. And we can declare that 2022 will be the year that we break out of that dark cocoon and we see the brand new light shining, the daylight shining. Oh, we can fly, hallelujah, like that butterfly came out of that dark cocoon. Lord, we thank you for your love that has no strings attached, and it is not linked to our marital status or our sins or our failures. Lord, help us to never forget how much you love us and to intentionally love those who need to know that they are still loved. Somebody out there tonight need to begin to say to God, Lord, please remind me how loved I am. Lord, please combat this depression with the reminder of your love for me. Hallelujah. 1 John 4:9-10 said God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. I want to say to somebody tonight, if you are struggling with separation, if you are struggling with divorce, or if you know someone who is, I need to say to you that it's time for you to stop living broken and start living unbroken. Hallelujah. Reclaim your life. Tell your friends and tell your loved ones. They got to come out of that place. They got to reclaim their lives. And they have to reclaim their heart, even if they went through a divorce, even if they went through a separation, even if they're estranged from family and community. God will restore. Hallelujah. God will deliver and give you a holy future full of blessings. Hallelujah. Full of promise and potential. God is never absent, and we are never alone. Oh, brothers and sisters, you got to embrace the truth, all those truth-filled promises that God has for you. My God, even when others have abandoned you with tangible ways to experience provision, God wants to give you protection. God wants to give you opportunity. God wants to give you chance after chance and opportunity after opportunity and experience after experience. He said that you are going to go from glory to glory, from height to height, from hallelujah, opportunity to opportunity. But you got to have some faith. Oh, I always say this. I can't never get away from it. You got to have faith. What is faith? Faith is dead to doubts, dumb to discouragement, blind to impossibilities. Faith knows nothing but success. Faith lifts its hand up through the threatening clouds. Faith lay hold of him who has all power in heaven and on earth. Can I get somebody to just shout in your house or in your car or wherever you are? Just shout, faith, 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 faith makes the good. Faith makes the outlook bright. Faith makes the inlook favorable. my God, I see you in the future, and you look much better than you do right now. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say it just one more time, just in case somebody tapped you on the shoulder and distracted you, just in case somebody sent you a meme or a text message. I'm going to say it one more time. I see you in the future, and you look much better than you do right now. Oh, come on and give him a praise. Give him some glory. Give him a shout. Give him a hallelujah. If you believe tonight that you, hallelujah, are full of potential, if you believe that you're operating in that faith, you know, faith is not belief without proof, but it is trust without reservation. No reservation. No reservation, fully trusting God, fully believing God, fully depending on God, because faith is unseen, but it is felt. Faith is strength when we feel we have none. Faith is hope when all seems lost. Do you have faith tonight? Do you believe God tonight? Oh, I believe God. I believe him for anything. I believe him for everything. I believe him for anything. I believe him for everything. I believe him for anything. And I believe him for everything. I'm going to say it so you dream about it. I believe him for anything. And I believe him for everything. I believe him for anything. And I believe him for everything. And I want you, brothers and sisters, to believe God for anything and believe God for everything. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for this opportunity just to get on here and have a little church. Hallelujah. Just to get on the Purpose Kingdom Network and give a holy shout out to our awesome God. May God bless you on tonight. Praise his name.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. What a word, what a word, what a word. We thank and bless God for Pastor Montez Jones and for that word that have come forth this evening. He says faith, hallelujah, God, that you can believe God by faith for anything and everything. But I'm going to tell you the part I liked he said the most. He said, that dark cocoon we've been staying in, it is time for us to break out of it and decree and declare in the name of Jesus that we will be brand new in 2022. I just thank God for that word that came forth. Again, we thank God for Pastor Montez O. Jones and for the ministry that came forth through him, the anointing of God that flowed through him. And by faith, we thank and bless God for those souls who we believe gave their life to Christ this evening. Now, of course, we encourage you to find the Bible Believing Teaching Preaching Sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until then, bless God. That is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting with One Touch Transformation and the host, Minister Arsenius Jackson. Again, One Touch Transformation and the host, Minister Arsenius Jackson, tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. We invite you to follow us via any of our social media pages. We're on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can also follow us via our webpage, and although it's down for some work, we should be back up tomorrow morning. According to the report I got from Radio Co., we will be broadcasting again 24 hours a day via our webpage at www.pknradio.com. Again, that's www.pknradio.com. where we are blessed that we can broadcast gospel music 24 hours a day, as well as you can hear repeats of the word that went forth each night and morning devotion. We thank and bless God for each and every one of you who joined us this evening for our 1,556th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And we are placing the ministry back in Pastor's hands so that he can close us out in prayer. Pastor?
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. And he has blessed us tonight, and this ministry is a blessing. And we invite you to visit our website at myjudahfire.com, myjudah, J-U-D-A-H, fire.com. You can also find us on all of your social media outlets. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this privilege to share your word. We pray that somebody's heart was encouraged and moved on tonight to say, I want to serve this Jesus Christ that has been preached to us this day. Lord, touch their hearts. Lord, make them sensitive to your love. It's not by might nor by power, but by your loving spirit, says Lord Almighty. So, Father, bless this Purpose Kingdom ministry. Bless Judah Fire. Bless every person under the sound of our voice. Until we meet again, may the blessings of the Lord be upon you. Amen and amen.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.